Welcome to What's Cooking with Paula Dean. And you know this is like my favorite kind of day because I'm going to be trying to make some calls to y'all of those of you that have sent in questions to me. So wish me luck. I'm going to try my best to get in touch with y'all. Good luck, Paula. Okay, here we go.
Mildred.
That's what my daddy used to call Bubba. When he was a little boy, he called him Mildred.
Hello?
I'm looking for Mildred.
How are you?
I'm good. This is Paula Dean calling you, Miss Mildred.
Yes, I know that. I'm very happy to talk to you.
Well, thank you, and I'm very happy to talk to you. What part of the U.S. do you live in?
I live in Chester County in Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania. The
yes.
Young man shooting the camera, shooting this phone call is from Pennsylvania.
Well, he happens to be my grandson.
No.
Yes, I am his grandma.
You're Clifford's grandmama.
Yes, I am.
Well, y'all have pulled a trick on me today.
I think we did.
Have we met?
No, we
never
met. I
was thinking, I guess it's just his mother and daddy.
Yes, his mom and dad, and it was his other grandmother that you met.
Yes, that's what Clifford just kind of mouthed to me, that it was the other grandmother. Well, I'm glad to be talking to the other grandmother.
Yes, well, I'm very happy to talk to you, and you know Clifford's getting married in the fall.
I know. How do you feel about that?
Oh, I'm very excited about that.
And you're coming, right?
Well, I don't know. I have to wait and see. I'm going to be 90 years old.
No, well, you don't sound like it, Mildred.
I'm going to be 90 in June.
Your voice is so strong.
Well, I try to keep up. I have a little problem with my legs, but I keep going, Paula.
It's 72. My knees are shot, Mildred.
Well.
And, oh, my gosh. It's hard.
I had two knee replacements.
You did?
Yes, I did.
Would you do it again?
Oh, yes, I would. Yes, I would. I've had one since 1995.
Uh-uh.
Yes, I have.
Wow.
I've had it for 20
And it still works like new.
Yes, it does.
Because I've heard that there's a chance that they won't last, but what, 10 or 15 years?
Well, I
may be confusing that with a heart surgery.
I know there's a lot of people that they haven't worked, and they've had to go back and have them redone.
Oh, my goodness.
But no, mine have been doing very well, and I'm very happy with them.
Well, I am so happy to hear that, and I'm so glad to be able to chat with you. So let's get down to the nitty gritty, and you tell me some dirty things on Clifford.
I really don't know a lot of dirty things about Clifford. He was always a good
Like,
boy.
When he was a kid, was he a booger eater or anything
that? No.
Yay.
I don't remember anything like that.
Say he was a sweet boy.
He was always a good little boy.
Well, he's certainly a cute little boy.
Well, he's a very nice little boy, and girl he's going to marry is very sweet. We all love
her. Kenzie's a very nice girl. You know, Kenzie works at our corporate office.
When did you learn to who did you learn to cook from?
From my grandmother.
You did?
I did.
Did you have a favorite recipe that you learned to cook from her?
Oh my gosh. Miss Mildred, everything my grandmother cooked was so good. And I cook so many of the things that she taught me to cook. I cook them up to this day. I know it was important that I learn how to make chicken and dumplings because that was my daddy's favorite meal. But, you know, I lost, my brother and I lost our parents when they were very young, and we were very young. We were orphaned at a fairly young age. And that was my daddy's favorite meal, and it was just so important to me that I learn how to make those. Just in case, you know, it wasn't true, and he would show back up.
Well, that's sad. That's nice to know that you have, that you love chicken and dumplings.
Yes.
And I ate at your restaurant in Savannah.
Did you?
When I was there, and I met your son, Jamie.
Yes.
Yes, you have two children?
I gave birth to two sons, and then I have a stepdaughter and a stepson.
Okay.
That are, they're like my own now. Over the years, you just fall in love with them.
Yes, you do. Well, I have five children.
Wow, you are a busy girl.
Yes, I was. And do you have grandchildren?
Listen, Miss Mildred, I just have now a total of 9 grandchildren. I had 6 grandsons up until October the 9th, and then my youngest son, Bobby, and his wife, Claudia, gave birth to triplets.
Oh, my gosh.
And I still can't believe it. Triplets, 2 girls and a boy.
The space that you live in really affects the way you feel. So my first recommendation is start by updating your window treatments with Smith & Noble. Smith & Noble's beautiful handcrafted blinds, drapes, shades, and shutters are custom made just for you, and they offer different service options to fit your needs. To get started today, contact Smith & Noble to get my special limited time offer, 25% off on your window treatments, plus free design consultation. Create a space that you're gonna love. For details about my special offer, go to smithandnoble.com/Paula. That's smithandnoble.com/Paula. Or call 1-800-659-3300. That's 1-800-659-3300.
Well,
what's your favorite thing to cook, Miss Mildred?
My favorite thing, let me think. Oh, my gosh. I don't know what to tell you because I love to make vegetable soup.
I do, too. I do, too.
And I love to make potato salad.
All right. How do you make your potato salad?
Well, I probably don't make it like you, I'm sure. Well, I cook potatoes, and then I cut them up, and I cut onions, and I cut celery, and I cut egg. And sometimes I put a little celery seed in with it, and then I use mayonnaise, and that's about it.
You and I make it just alike.
Do you make it that same way?
That same way.
Well, that's very good.
That's the same way.
Well, that's the way my family likes it.
Yes, and I don't like it dry. And
no, I do not like it dry. I like it moist, very
yes,
moist.
Yes, I do too. And I also
like to make filling for turkey.
That's one of my favorite things to make. Oh, my gosh. That was one thing that when you asked me what my grandmother taught me, she taught me how to make an incredible dressing or stuffing.
How do you make yours?
Well, you can find it in one of my cookbooks or on my Facebook or on a website, but I'll try to remember everything pretty quickly. The first thing that you need to have is a lot of good, rich stock. And
yes.
My grandmother always used a hen, and she would boil her hen for 2 or 3 hours and have the most incredible rich stock. So I don't like using the canned stock. I don't like using the box stock. I just buy enough chicken pieces that I'll wind up with a real good stock. And, you know, you want to throw your onions, your carrots. You can throw some garlic in there.
Yeah.
You know, to give it a little richer flavor. And my grandmother also taught me to add one can of cream of celery soup.
Oh, for heaven's sake, I never heard of that.
Yes, just stir that in your broth, you know, before you start dropping your dumplings in.
Yes.
But she taught me how to make the dumplings, and she said, they've got to be tough, Paula. You want to be able to cut that dumpling with your fork. And all she did was use plain flour and salt and pepper, if you were of a mind to, and slowly add the ice water. And it is so hard to roll out. So hard.
I bet.
Because you don't want to put too much water, you know, just enough to moisten all that flour. And, I mean, it takes me a good while to roll it. And then I'll kind of let it sit and air dry for a little bit.
Yes.
And then drop them in my hot boiling broth. But I think the secret is getting it salty enough. And sometimes I'll add a can of cream of chicken soup to my broth instead of cream of celery. And my cornbread, I make a homemade cornbread, you know, no sugar. You don't want any sugar in it. And my dried out white bread and a sleeve of saltine crackers.
Oh, okay.
And a bunch of raw eggs.
Never used saltine crackers, but that's new to me.
Try it. It gives that dressing a good flavor. A real good flavor.
I will have to try that.
But has Clifford never given you one of my cookbooks?
I think I do have your cookbook.
Yeah, Clifford said you should have one.
Yes, he gave me one. Well, since I'm older, I don't cook as much, Paula.
I hear you. It's no fun to cook for one, is it?
Well, it's not. And now I live in back of my son. I have an apartment in back of him. And I do cook once in a while for them. So I'll have to get your cookbook out and see and find some of your recipes.
I think it's in my second cookbook, which is a green and white check cover with an old man and two good-looking young sons. I look just like an old man. I had a fresh haircut, and I am one ugly woman. That's the ugliest book cover I've ever had.
Well, this book I have is the one that you have is a low calorie.
No, ma'am.
I think it's the one you made after you had your diabetes.
Yes, for the air fryer. Paula Deen cuts the fat. My grandmother's dressing would not be in that one.
It would not be in that one.
Okay. Well, Miss Mildred, I've so enjoyed talking to you. And before I hang up.
Yes.
Go ahead.
I wanted to tell you it's a pleasure to talk to you.
Well, thank you, dear. Thank you so much. Look who's looking in the camera, Miss Mildred.
Hey, Mama.
You recognize this boy? This pretty boy?
I'm sure it's Clifford.
It is. When you see this podcast, you'll be able to see him.
Okay.
And you know what? This is the end of this particular podcast, Miss Mildred. So we're going out on a wonderful note by being with you for a few minutes. And Clifford says he sends you kisses, kisses, kisses. Right, Clifford?
I do. Love you, my mom.
So am I sending hugs. I really love him.
Love you, mom.
Love you, too.
Best dishes.
Best dishes and love, y'all.
Okay, thank you, Paula.
Thank you, Miss Mildred.
All right, it's been a very good pleasure to talk to you.
Oh, well, thank you, dear. Back at you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, you're so lucky to still have your grandma. If y'all out there have a grandma, call her.
The space that you live in really affects the way you feel. So my first recommendation is start by updating your window treatments with Smith & Noble. Smith & Noble's beautiful handcrafted blinds, drapes, shades, and shutters are custom-made just for you, and they offer different service options to fit your needs. To get started today, contact Smith & Noble to get my special limited-time offer, 25% off on your window treatments, plus free design consultation. Create a space that you're gonna love. For details about my special offer, go to smithandnoble.com/Paula. That's smithandnoble.com/Paula. Or call 1-800-659-3300. That's 1-800-659-3300.